אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 179 את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה אנחנו נמצאים באות סמכת
We're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll start from 67. The reason for it is that the place of the world of Atzilut means a place worthy of the expansion of the upper light. And because of the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of Bina of Guf, called Tiferet, the Parzuf ends there, and the light cannot pass from there down. Thus the place of Atzilut ends there at half the Tiferet on the Chazeh. You already know that this new Siyum that was made here called the Parsa, below the world of Atzilut, there are three divisions in the Sefirot, below the Parsa. Since indeed only two Sefirot, Zon of the Guf, called Nehim, needed to emerge below Atzilut. This is so because the Siyum was made at the Bina of Guf, which is Tiferet. Hence, only the Zon below the Tiferet are below the Siyum, and not the Tiferet, although the lower half of Tiferet emerged below the Siyum as well.
יצא גם כן למטה מסיום. והטעם הוא כי הבינה...
The reason is that Bina of the Guf is incorporated with the ten Sefirot Kachab Zon as well. Since these Zon of Bina are roots of the general Zon of the Guf, which were incorporated in Bina, they are considered like them. Hence, Zon of Bina emerged below the Parsa of Atzilut as well, along with the general Zon. For this reason, the Sefira Tiferet was fissured across at the place of the Chazeh, since Malchut that ascended to Bina stands there and brings out the Zon of the Bina, that is, the two-thirds of Tiferet from Chazeh down to its Siyum. Yet, there is still a difference between the two-thirds of Tiferet and Nehim. The two-thirds of Tiferet truly belong to Bina of the Guf and did not emerge below the Siyum of Atzilut of their own accord, but only because they are roots of the Zon.
Hence, their flaw is not so great, since their emergence is not because of themselves. Thus they have become separated from the Nehim and became a world in and of themselves, called the world of Beria.
Shilot.
Any questions? So let's keep going.
Item 68. Zon of the Guf, called Nehim, also divided into two phases. Since Malchut is considered Nukva, her flaw is greater, and she becomes the place of the world of Asiya. Zer Anpin, who is Nehi, became the world of Yetzirah, above the world of Asiya. Thus we have explained how Partsuf Nekudot of Sag was divided by the second restriction and became the place of four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, Kechab Chagat, down to its Chazeh, became place of the world of Atzilut. the lower half of Tiferet, from the Chazeh to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. Then he in it, the world of Yetzirah, and its Malchut, the world of Asiyah, their place begin from the point of Tabor of Ak, and ends above the point of this world, that is, through the Siyum Reglin of Ak, which is the end of the clothing of Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, over Partsuf Galgalta of Ak.
Questions?
Ken.
Lama Nekudot Sheyordot.
Why Nekudot that descend, the light of Nekudot that goes below Tabor, turns into a Parsuf and not just goes through coupling?
There are vessels and it expands in the vessels.
Okay, but why not Parsuf? Why the light that descends doesn't just couples everywhere that he can? Why does it become a partsuf?
The partsufim come from the existence of a new desire. So when the partsuf refines itself and the screen reaches its purification, so on the way it builds the partsufim of Nekudot. Those are the lights that expand from below upward.
What
does it mean that the sphere of Tiferet broke?
Tiferet is similar to Bina. It has part of the Gar and part of the Zat. That's what's divided into two pieces. The upper part resembles the vessels of bestowal, and the lower part resembles vessels of reception.
Yes, but it sounds that from that point, there is already a different form that the parts of Fim are expanded.
Right.
What is the difference? Because there is always a part of the vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal.
No, it doesn't control like in Tiferet. In Tiferet, the Malchut is starting to be revealed. From the half of Tiferet and onward, the Malchut is starting to get revealed. That's why from Tabu and below, there are different laws to the way the light can expand.
So the place of Tiferet and Nekudot of Sag begin to combine with Nehi and be influenced by Nehi of Ak? Yes, he begins to be influenced by Nehi and is the Keter for Nehi.
Okay, so, well, what do you want to ask?
How will we turn the Sefirot to letters?
We did not study this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I ask something else?
Yeah.
Is Bina coming down to Malchut in order to teach it how to resemble Bina?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Tov, kadima.
Okay, come on.
Title, The Katnut and Gadlut Initiated in the World of Nekudim. Item 69. Now that you know about the second restriction that occurred in Potsuf Nekudot of Sag for the purpose of emanating the ten sefirot of the world of Nekudim, the fourth Potsuf of Ak, we shall go back and explain the emergence of the ten sefirot of Nekudim in particular. The emergence of one partsuf from another has already been explained. Each lower partsuf is born and emerges from the screen of the goof of the upper one. After its refinement and ascent from renewing the coupling in the pay of the upper one, the cause of this refinement is the clash of surrounding light with the screen of the upper potsuf, which refines the screen from its coarseness of the goof and equalizes it with the coarseness of the osh. In this manner, Potsuf Ab of Ak emerged from Potsuf Keter of Ak, Potsuf Sag of Ak from Potsuf Ab of Ak, and the fourth Potsuf of Ak, called the Ten Sefirot of the World of Nekudim, was born and emerged from its upper one, being Sag of Ak in the same way.
Clear, right?
Otain.
Keep going.
Inyan nosaf. Ki bapartzufin hakodmim, be'et hizdakhut hamasach, ve'aliya lapeh derosh de'elyon.
Yet there is another issue here. In the previous partzufim, the screen was made. Yet there is another issue here. In the previous Potsufim, the screen was made only of the records of coarseness of the goof of the upper one during the refinement of the screen to the tevosh of the upper one. But here in the refinement of the screen of Sag of Akov for Nikudin, the screen contained two kinds of records, besides containing its own records, of coarseness, with respect to the sefirot of the goof of Sag of Ak. It also contains the records of the coarseness of Zon of Ak, below Tabu, due to their mixture together below Tabu of Ak, as it is written that Nekudot of Sag descended below Tabu of Ak, and mixed with the zone of Ak there.
Okay, so here he's not really explaining. He's just saying that something is happening in a certain way. Keep going.
71. Thus, the matter of Katnut, smallness, and Gadlut, greatness, has been initiated here in Potsuf of Nekudim, with respect to the records of coarseness in the screen, 10 Sefirot of Katnut of Nekudim emerged over there, with respect to the records of Zon of Ak below Tabur, which connected and mingled with the records of the screen, the ten sefirot of Gadlut of Nekudim emerged over them.
So he's saying that there's two actions happening here, incorporating these and those and those and these. One more and that's it.
Asher ha'esher sefirot dekatnut nekudim.
72. You should also know that the ten sefirot of Katnut of Nekudim that emerged on the screen are considered the core of Partsuf Nekudim, since they emerged by order of degrees, that is, from the actual screen of the goof of the upper one, in the same way the three previous Partsufim of Ak emerged. The ten sefirot of Gadlut of Nekudim are regarded as a mere addition to Potsuf Nekudim because they emerged only from the coupling on the records of Zon of Ak below Tabu, which did not appear by order of degrees but were connected and added to the screen due to the decline of Potsuf Nekudot of Sag below the Tabu of Ak.
Shilot.
Yep. Questions?
Yeah.
What is it that the screen is included in with two Rishimot?
There were two types of phenomena. That's why the screen that ascended from below the Tabu includes those two kinds of records.
What is he included from what impressions?
From the impressions it received on the way, and it's two different forms. One is from the first restriction, one from the second restriction.
In the example of the host and guest, we know that there are there are portions. He knows how to receive whatever he can in order to bestow.
Yeah, here it's the same thing. Let's say you have two meals, two portions, two dishes. You want to take from the first one and from the second one as much as you can in order to bestow.
What he takes from both meals, from both dishes at the same time?
Why does it bother you?
Because in the one dish he knows he cannot take everything in order to bestow.
Not everything. He doesn't need everything, only as much as he can in order to bestow. He calculates as much as I can receive, as much as I can bestow to the host, and according to that, he receives. It's actually not reception, it's bestowal. Yeah.
Are
these two different couplings?
It's two different couplings that happen in the Rosh of Sag and bestow below the table. From where the records rise.
This happens one after the other in parallel, it's not clear.
Yeah, first the Reshimo on Katnut and then on Gadlut. That is something we'll learn afterwards, soon. Okay. Yeah.
He says
that purifying is happening in the Tabor.
Yeah.
But we know that Nekudat of Sag is below the Tabor in the Parsa. There is no Bitush there.
Why shouldn't there be a Bitush there?
Because it descends below the Tabor. It's not in the Tabor itself.
Yeah.
So where is there Bitush?
The place they are, that's where the bitush, the beating is. There's a collision, there's a resistance.
Yes, but he's saying that that striking is within the Tabor. And here it says that it's below the Tabor. And there, as if there is no bitush, that striking.
Why? I don't understand. You are speaking about Nekudot of Sag. Of Sag itself.
No, in Sag there was bitush, there was striking in the Tabor, that's known. But in Sag it went lower to the Parsa. So how did it purify in the striking and not in the Parsa?
Nekudot of Sag refine themselves because...
No.
You are speaking about Parzuf Nekudot of Sag. Where does the Parzuf start from?
Nekudot of Sag begins from Tabor until the Parsa.
No, Nagit.
Well, let's say, and then...
But the striking happens always in the Tabor, not in the Parsa. So how did it refine if there was no striking in the Parsa itself?
I don't understand. Parzuf Sag expands from Peh of Rosh of Sag
until Tabor.
Sag.
And
Nekudot de Sag.
From Tabor to Parsa.
To Parsa, okay, and?
The striking is always in Tabor, not in the Parsa, in the Tabor. So how did he refine from the Parsa above and upwards? What pressured him to refine? The surrounding light as if pressed in the Parsa. This is what I understood.
But the Posa is in the end of Nekudot of Sag.
Yes.
So,
and the striking happens in the Tabor, above the Parsa even. So what
do you call Bitush, that beating?
Striking, the beating, is the surrounding light pressuring the rise for the Tabor to rise backwards, to refine. Because he can't receive anymore.
That's the surrounding light pressing on the screen, so he takes it more inward.
Yes, well, first he refines, and then there is a coupling above.
How can he obligate it to rise?
It obligates it to rise because he does not receive anymore. So he pressures it to receive more, and then he refines because he can't receive more.
But the light actually presses on it to receive.
Yes.
So it doesn't obligate him to refine itself. It obligates him the other way, open itself more and receive more.
And then he can't, so he refines, because he can't understand, he can't receive more, because he understands he will receive it in order to receive.
Yeah.
And then he refines. And then in the Kudot Dasag, he descends even lower than the Tabor, and he can receive more. But the pressure is in Tabor, it's not in Pasa. So what causes him in Pasa to refine?
Because it's siyum already, it's the ending.
There is no pressure there, because the pressure is in the Tabor. I'm not sure how to explain it. Maybe I'm not explaining it right.
Gilad, do you want to ask something?
I understand Moti's question. When the Nekudot of Sag go below Tabor, they expand from above downwards. Why do they refine? How do they stop being there? What causes them to stop being there? Because he says essentially on the refinement, where is it? As a result of the striking, as a result of the... What causes Nekudot of Sag to stop expanding and to ascend back to their source?
Nekudot of Sag need to start refining themselves and coming back to Pe'avosh, because they can't receive any more than they already did.
Yes, but where is the place of decision?
In the Pe'avosh. So let him ask if you don't.
Usually the place of decision to stop receiving is in the Tabor, as a result of the
Bitush. It's always in the pit. Well, never mind. What?
So when they expand downwards, something causes them to stop expanding downwards and to ascend to the Rosh. What is this thing?
A will to receive awakens here that doesn't have a screen. It's Zat of Bina. That's why they remain, there no ability remains to keep going, but only to refine themselves. If they would receive more, there'd be a shattering. But they see that they have no vessels, and there'll be a shattering, so they refine.
So what Moti is saying is that this is the first time such a thing is happening, because before that was a bitush, a blow. And this is the reason why they don't have the strength to expand.
Yeah, but they see in advance what can happen, what could happen.
Yeah.
Well, let's end here.
Our schedule for today, Monday, from 10 to 10:30, a news program with the Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman recorded, and from 12 to 1, we have afternoon lesson live.
everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day, all around the world. Chance for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear, a broken heart is clear. How's everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day, all around the world, around the world.